Now it's time to investigate some of the letters to the Evening News. The Christmas period has not seen any drop in the flow of words written by readers of the paper. We'll start with John Ferguson of Norwich, who says that more homes are needed as a priority, as so many people are in need. It seems reasonable to assume that many of the bottom of the social ladder voted for Brexit, in the hope that at the least matters could not get any worse. Hopefully, their optimism is not ill-founded. In 1939, 250,000 folk in this country were in vagrancy, slums or workhouses. Today, 300,000 are in similar circumstances with no emergency plan in sight to ease this situation. Since the founding of the welfare state, much has improved, but homelessness is at the root of so many other problems that remedied action should surely be the top priority. Mental, physical, and social health can all depend on the kind of stability that only a permanent home can provide.
The building of more homes is mentioned at length in our next letter, as Godfrey Sayers of Wiveton says that the housing drive is too relentless. Driving into Norwich through Horsford recently to visit the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, I was, as I have been a number of times recently, appalled to see how they are continuing to smother every parcel of land there with houses. Most of the other routes into Norwich are the same. One of, if not the main reason why NCC wanted so desperately to build the NDR was because it allowed them to put an urban marker on the ground, outlining the area of land they can expand over to fulfil their aim of building thousands more. We constantly hear how the doctors and nurses at the hospital are buckling under the number of patients they have to deal with, and I saw that for myself, A&E packed to bursting, nurses and doctors rushed off their feet, the constantly smiling reception staff bringing sandwiches to waiting patients, a hospital built to deal with 2,000 patients and having to cope with 6,000 on the day it looked more like 10,000. And the media berate them for waiting lists? I cannot think of an adequate response to the planners at whose door this mess lays that would not require expletives. Mindless androids marching over valuable farmland in step with their spurious mantra, development, development, development. It does not seem unreasonable in our modern democracy to expect our elected representatives, guided by trained planning officers, to plough a straight furrow. But even with the Norwich Society, CPRE and Friends of North Norfolk in step, constantly poking and nudging them in the right direction, the furrow they are leaving looks as if they were ploughed by a blind man. The only failure of this analogy is that if this idiocy isn't stopped, there'll be a lot less land to set a plough to.
Finally, Yvonne Almond of Lowestoft criticises the role of police commissioners, asking what they achieve and suggesting their salaries would be better spent on other aspects of the police service. So, Lawn Green is asking people if they would consider paying £5 and £6 or more on their council tax. I would suggest that it would be far better if he and all the other police and crime commissioners across the country stood down. This post is just another layer of bureaucracy. Their wages would be far better spent on frontline policing, not on an office, which is unnecessary. Nothing has improved since this role was created.